I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Football Games will be this weekend. 8-player All-Star on Friday night and the 11-player All-Star game for small schools will be held on Saturday at noon. Large school All-Stars play at 4 o'clock. Andrew Troxell, head coach of Richland Center, is coach of the Small School All-Star South squad. He talked recently about getting set to practice in the heat and the game Saturday.
We just make sure that we're mindful of the weather and we're smart about how we practice. We build in water breaks, you know, and with that week of practice, a lot of it, our focus is going to be installation, right? Because you only have about 5 days to put in an entire offense, a defense, right? You know, definitely touch on special teams, and then it's go time, right? And so a lot of these kids are going to come from different programs that have different systems and different terminology, and you just want to make sure that your system is complex enough, right, to fool the opposing offensive defensive coordinator, right, but simple enough for our kids to really kind of wrap their mind around it too. Talking to other coaches that have coached in this game and coached in all-star games in different states, you know, they say that you want to have about 6 plays that you really feel good about, you know, and then offensively you find a couple passing schemes that really kind of fit your personnel and just get really good at that. So it's not like we're going to have 50 or 60 different plays out of, you know, 7, 8, 10 different formations, right? We're going to keep it kind of vanilla to make sure that it's good.
Coach Troxell's staff will have a little bit of a local flair as well.
We have about 7 assistant coaches that represent the South Small, and I'm spoiled that I get to bring my OC, Dave Darling, you know, and so we've been talking about this for months, you know, so we've got our own South Small offensive playbook that's already established, and at this point, we're just kind of tweaking it, right? You know, because going into this game, you get to pull from some of the best talent in the southern part of the state. And so now it's like, well, we could run this because we have the personnel to do it. And we could run this and this and this and this and this. So what are we going to really hang our hat on and be really, really good at? So it'd be nice to have Dave there and going and having kind of that understanding of what he's trying to accomplish. And I know our other offensive assistant coaches have done a tremendous job kind of wrapping their mind around, here's the formations, here's how we call that, right? Here's the verbiage, and here's the scheme, right? And a lot of these guys have been around football for years and decades, you know, so it's just, it's the same song and dance, just going by a different title, you know, and so they're able to kind of really connect with it quickly. And our defensive guy, the DC from Clinton, and he's just a great guy, right? He's just very much a see ball, get ball personality. And so it's going to be really fun to watch those guys just flow to the ball and just hopefully wreak havoc on the North, whatever they throw at us.
And you're taking along another one of your coaches, Coach Clerkin, as well.
Yeah, Coach Clerkin will really anchor that defensive line. And I know with some of the guys that we were able to select in the self-small class of 26, there's a lot of big dudes that have a lot of speed that not only were successful football players, but also very successful on the wrestling mat, right? You know, in the track and all of that stuff too. So it'll be nice to really have a big front, you know, on the D-line, but then also have a lot of really speedy linebackers. And, you know, when we look at the kids that we were able to select, I mean, we were around 45, 46 different kids, you know, all throughout, you know, Wisconsin or the southern part of the state. And I think a lot of our kids, what you'll see with this year's team, really represent Southwest Wisconsin. You know, and talking to different recruiters that have kind of looked at our area, they just talk about Southwest Wisconsin being a hidden gem with talent, especially football talent. And so that'll be awesome to really showcase, you know, what our part of the state has to offer with that. So from Mayville to Cochran, Fountain City, down to River Ridge, Blackhawk, Warren, then over into the Racine, Kenosha area, I mean, you're gonna have a lot of talent, and we certainly have 2 guys here from center that are definitely going to contribute with the talent pool that we have.
Coach Troxell and the All-Stars will be battling on Saturday at noon. Tickets are still available for the game. A couple of players from Richland Center will be on the roster, including Liam Fingerson and Brady Dosh. River Valley will feature Blake Brickle and Jordan Gauger. So a great Southwestern Wisconsin flair for the All-Stars. Platteville's Myron Ryder will be on the team as well. Others from the area include Sawyer Swigum of Waseca-Steuben. The Simons Shark Swim Team will be doing battle again tonight. They'll be in the pool and glad to be there against Prairie du Chien. That's coming up this evening. They'll finish their home season Thursday evening at Simons Recreation Complex. And Church League softball has just 3 weeks left of the regular season. Tonight on the East Diamond at Kroska Park at 7, Boscobel Assembly of God plays the Mission. St. Mary's will umpire at 8:10. Richland Baptist Temple 3 will play St. Mary's. Boscobel will umpire. And then at 9:20, Free Methodist takes on Church of the Nazarene. Baptist Temple 3 will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, Knights of Columbus will tangle with Richland Baptist Temple 2. 5 points will be doing the umpiring. And at 8:10, 5 points Lutheran plays Richland Baptist Temple 1. Baptist Temple 2 will umpire. Grace Community will have the league bye. On the state scene, scouts say the Brewers' top pick in this year's 2026 MLB draft has a strong hit tool. 17-year-old infielder Trey Ebel was taken with Milwaukee's 25th pick. Ebel's father, Dino, is the third base coach for the Dodgers, and his brother, Brady, was taken by the Brewers in last season's draft. YahooSports.com reports Milwaukee was able to get a first-round talent in Sawyer Stosnyder when he fell to pick number 66. Concerning baseball, Jordan Walker silenced Philadelphia's Boo Birds by homering on his last 6 swings, chasing down the hometown favorite Kyle Schwarber in the final round of becoming the first St. Louis Cardinal to win the Home Run Derby. Schwarber hit 11 home runs during his 15-swing turn in the final round. Philly fans, who loudly booed everyone but Schwarber and Bryce Harper throughout the night, quietly headed toward the exits when Walker's winning shot soared over the left field wall. The 24-year-old Walker seemed unaffected by the jeers and the massive stage during the All-Star Game festivities. Kyle Schwarber of the host Phillies will lead off for the National League in tonight's All-Star Game as the replacement for designated hitter Shohei Ohtani, who is skipping the showcase to have a knee procedure ahead of the season's second half. Yankees first baseman Ben Rice and outfielder Cody Bellinger and Detroit Tigers outfielder Riley Green gained American League starting spots because of injuries. Rice, third in the majors with 29 home runs, starts at first base because Toronto's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is skipping the game because he has a sore back. Guerrero's initial replacement, the Athletics' Nick Kurtz, sprained a thumb. The Packers have reached an agreement on a contract extension with linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. The deal was announced yesterday. The Sporting News reports the one-year extension is for $8.8 million over the next 2 seasons. It includes another $1 million in incentives. McDuffie was in line to become a free agent after the 2026 NFL season. He made 12 starts last year, logged a career-high 92 tackles, and was a major contributor on special teams. Last night in the WNBA, Atlanta 101, Los Angeles 92, Minnesota over Phoenix 104-100. For the first time in 31 years, fans will be able to watch the Bucks on over-the-air television. The NBA team announced the agreement with My24 and its statewide affiliates. Sports Video Group announced the broadcasts are starting with Milwaukee's games in the 2026 NBA Summer League. The team also plans to announce details soon about a direct-to-viewer streaming service. My24 broadcasts the Bucks games from 1988 through 1994. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.